Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
The Irish Airline Pilots Association will be on Newstalk Breakfast this morning. There's talk in the papers of all-out strikes now. Obviously, the work to rule kicking in from Wednesday and 240-odd flights being cancelled. Some people making the point that this is a work to rule, and it's interesting that that work to rule, where you do what you're contracted to do, is having such an impact at Aer Lingus. But it's the front of the Irish Times, which says that the dispute at Aer Lingus has worsened, with the airline accusing IALPA, that's the pilots' union, of blackmail. And then the union responds with claims of greed and refusing to rule out an all-out strike. So where some people might have felt there could be some last-ditch talks over the weekend, actually what happened was we had angry exchanges instead. And this is now fueling fears that hundreds of thousands of people's holiday plans will be disrupted. And the Irish Travel Agents Association is accusing, in the Irish Times, the pilots' union of cruel timing over its eight-hour strike next Saturday. More on Newstalk Breakfast about that this morning. Excuse me, pilots are also the front of the Irish Daily Mail, where the industrial dispute between Aer Lingus and its pilots took a turn for the worst yesterday, as senior union reps accused the airline of trying to intimidate staff over sick leave. It feels like they're both poles apart. I know we had Enterprise Minister Peter Burke on the news there asking sides to sit down. I don't see any way that there can be a middle ground, only to say that all of these industrial disputes eventually do get resolved. So it's just a matter of when, because they will get resolved, and who gives in first. For 5 days, as the Mail reminds us, starting on Wednesday, 215 flights will be cancelled due to this strict work to rule. And then we have this 8 hour strike next Saturday. So there's another 120 flights affected by that. Pilots accuse Aer Lingus of intimidation is the headline on the Mail. Now, house prices still going up. Irish Independent: panicked renters help fuel €30,000 house prices spike. Home buyers are paying €30,000 over the asking price for average family properties, as increased numbers of panicked renters rush to put a secure roof over their heads. Of course, these are renters who are able to afford to pay their rent every month and also have a deposit, or maybe it's the bank of mum and dad funding it. But data collected for the latest Irish Independent Real Estate Alliance Average House Price Index shows a recent surge in landlord sales has put pressure on departing house renters to buy a property. So we've two house price reports out today, one from Daft and one from the Irish Independent Real Estate Alliance. That is what they are saying. So you can read more about that in the Irish Independent. The Irish Daily Mirror: I'll make a stand with Natasha. That's also the front of the Irish Daily Star: we'll take a stand against violence. A woman repeatedly assaulted by her Garda ex-husband wants to meet attack victim Natasha O'Brien to make a stand together. Amazing to see all of the people showing up at these rallies over the weekend in support of Natasha O'Brien. And then on social media as well, so many more people lending their support as well. But Maeve McLaughlin Doyle, speaking to the Irish Daily Star, her ex Mark Doyle was jailed for 6 years for coercive control. She said the sentencing of soldier Cathal Crotty reminded her of her own case, and she wants to start a movement now with Natasha O'Brien and others. And obviously we had those angry protests over the weekend. The Irish Sun: totally different story on the front page. Lottie's anger at 2FM shock axe. This is the news that Lottie Ryan is being axed from her RTÉ 2FM slot a month after taking over from the two Johnnies. Pals say the star is fuming. She's devastated at losing the drive time gig along with her co-host David O'Reilly. If her dad Jerry was around, he'd give RTÉ an earful over the treatment of his daughter, according to a source. So I always thought these were a temporary replacement to the two Johnnies. Maybe they were, but the assumption was that they'd get the gig. But as you know, in radio, the replacement who fills in doesn't often get the gig. So there's a bigger plan, you'd imagine, to replace the two Johnnies. But Lottie Ryan allegedly is very, very annoyed. She hasn't spoken herself about it, of course. It's all sources. Inside the papers: if you want to be the chief medical officer, well, there's still a chance. because there's no one qualified for the job, apparently. The Irish Times says the Department of Health is unable to find a suitably qualified candidate to become chief medical officer during the interview process for the position. Now, as a result, what they've done is Professor Mary Horgan has been appointed interim chief medical officer without interview. This is after a recommendation from the health minister. And this is all after the former chief medical officer, Professor Breda Smith, left the position after a year and a half. Last year, they've had an ad out trying to find a new chief medical officer, and apparently there's no suitably qualified candidate for that job. Keep an eye on this tomorrow, the XL Bully dog ban. It's in the Irish Times. A ban on the XL Bully is going to be considered this week by Minister Heather Humphreys when she meets a stakeholder group on dog control. So it's not going before Cabinet tomorrow, but she's meeting the stakeholder group to look at the ban on XL Bullies, and it's expected to advise that the Minister be told how a ban could be effectively implemented following serious incidents involving XL bullies in recent times, including, of course, that fatal attack earlier this month on Limerick woman Nicole Morley. Eyeball is out today. That's Irish Business Against Litter, Litter on Our Streets. And the return scheme is having an impact already, apparently. The Mirror says the return scheme, charging a deposit on cans and plastic bottles, has seen litter levels drop across the country. Irish Business Against Litter says there was a near 30% fall in the prevalence of cans dumped in our towns and cities. So while it's early days, we're already seeing an improvement as people become accustomed to the deposit return scheme, we are told in the Mirror. The weather is very warm again today. In the Mail, temperatures set to reach up 25 degrees today is what they're saying. What do you do about your dogs? Well, Dogs Trust Ireland is issuing a warning to dog owners that too much exercise in hot weather can be dangerous and potentially fatal for dogs. We hear this every year. Dogs can't cool down the same way we can. They have a different way of doing it. So you don't bring them out in the middle of the day when the sun is at its highest point there. You don't do that because it can be very, very dangerous to the dog. And also they're advising on how you cool down your dog. I saw before what people do is they wet a towel and throw the towel on the dog. That's if some dogs cope with it. Others would just rip it off, I imagine. Speaking of the weather, in the Telegraph, around 45% of parents are paying for their adult children to join them on family holidays, which I'm kind of split on because I don't think that should happen. But then if your parents offer to pay for you to go on holiday, you probably would take it. This is a poll by Kent Reliance, which reveals that 2 out of every 5 parents, that's 43%, are footing the bill for their grown-up children's vacations. 3 in 10 parents also say they are planning to continue to finance family trips. So you can understand why the young people themselves are doing it, but maybe a bit of independence is called for. Finally, TV catchphrases. Gen Z youngsters haven't heard of them, we're told in The Sun. Some of the best-loved TV catchphrases are gone. Around a quarter do not recognise Victor Meldrew's I Don't Believe It from One Foot in the Grave. People don't also recognise What You Talking About, Willis. They don't understand I Pity the Fool from The A-Team. There's loads of examples here. A third of Gen Zers born between 1997 and 2012 drew a blank at Ali G's Boya Kasha from the early noughties in The Sun. We're told this as well. Hopefully the catchphrases aren't dying out forever, because it's nice, I think, that everyone understands immediately what you mean when you quote a catchphrase. Anyway, those are the stories in the paper.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.